To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovic, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Things getting a little more interesting in London. During the commercial break, Travis Hunter's first NFL touchdown on a 34-yard reception from Trevor Lawrence. So the Jags are on the board. 28-7 now the score, Sam, in London.
Did not need that long home run. I was actually out checking the lamb on the grill, and I came back in and looked up. It looks good. I'm going to send a picture right before the end of the show, give you the live look in. How long was the touchdown? Like 50 yards?
34 yards to Travis Hunter.
So now one more touchdown breaks my back. Not good.
The Jaguars onside kicked, and the Rams recovered.
Oh, good. Perfect.
So just short perfect field here for the Rams.
Lovely.
I'd like for one of us to win. I'm not even saying it has to be me. Both of us losing would be tough.
For the sake of the entertainment, I decided let me do second half under. Correct me if I'm wrong. There were no points in the third quarter, right? Not a single point.
No. Yeah, you're right. Because the Rams scored at the beginning of the fourth. Yeah, and then the Jaguars scored right afterwards.
Perfect. And then bang, yeah. Bang, two touchdowns in 5 minutes. And now an onside kick. You just love this league, don't you? You just love it.
And because the Jaguars scored, like, Matthew Stafford and company remain in the game here. So the Rams starters are in. First down run for about 3 yards. Rams already in Jaguars territory, obviously, after failing the onside kick. All right, back to the props. Chargers and the Colts. Josh Downs is out. Ashton Doolin's out. I love Alec Pierce today. And he's more than just like a straight line receiver. He used to be a couple years ago because he runs, he's so fast. It's like throwing the ball down the field. He's capable of doing more, and he's shown that this year. Alec Pierce, over 35 and a half receiving yards. This anytime touchdown bet's going to make everybody sick, including me. Because we bet him, what was it, 3 weeks ago now? And it was going to be a 75-yard touchdown, and he fumbled the ball going out of the end zone for a touchback. A.D. Mitchell. With Downs and Doolin both out, A.D. Mitchell is going to play more today for the Colts. Like, they all, Steichen talked about it, he talked about it. And I think he's really good. He's just kind of a dum-dum. A.D. Mitchell, anytime touchdown for the Indianapolis Colts. Cowboys and the Commanders. I want to see what this number is now. So I'm just going to see what C.D. Lamb's receiving yards number is, if it's gone up from this morning. It's 76 and a half. I actually, maybe I'm wrong, he's coming off an injury. I think it should be like 96 and a half. I think this is the best prop of the day, is CeeDee Lamb over receiving yards. And if you want to play a long shot, I don't even know if I love this, but I didn't give one out on my FAN show and a couple of people asked. I would play Commanders tight end John Bates. With Zach Ertz banged up and all the other injuries in the Commanders receiving core, John Bates, anytime touchdown, beer or pizza money, if you want to have action in the touchdown market on this game. Packers and the Cardinals, I actually can't choose between Trey McBride or Marvin Harrison. McBride had 13 targets last week, but remember, Marvin Harrison went out early with a concussion. So it's we still don't know what the Jacoby Brissett passing offense is going to look like for Arizona. I guess a lean for me towards McBride, just because the Petsing offense, Drew Petsing, their OC, from the Stefanski tree, funnels the offense through the tight ends. So McBride would be my choice. I don't really feel that strongly about it. Anytime touchdown. How about Greg the Human Dortch? Flame on. And then lastly, Niners and the Falcons, as the Rams on 3rd and 7 run a draw for a first down. Great stuff from the Jaguars defense. Drake London's receiving yards prop is 69.5. Nice. And I get it. Darnell Mooney's back. And when Mooney plays, like London doesn't play as well, I don't care. The number's way too low. The Niners defense is abysmal. Fred Warner's out for the year. Nick Bosa's out for the year. Drake London over receiving yards. And one anytime touchdown in this game. George Kittle is back for San Francisco, which means I think we see way less of Jake Tonjes, who's been the Niners' pass-catching tight end since Kittle went out in week one against Seattle, had the game winner in that game. I think you will still see, though, blocking tight end, Monsignor's son, that's for all the New Yorkers in the listening and viewing audience, Luke Farrell, touchdown tonight for San Francisco. As always, the anytime touchdowns, small money bets, beer or pizza money. And those, Sam, are thy royal props for Week 7, NFL Sunday. Vibe check right now on the football game?
Just don't need a touchdown. A touchdown would be bad. A field goal would be fine. But then that's the issue. You and I both can't win. Even if the Rams were to kick a field goal and miss it, I need the game to stay under 20.5 second half.
Jaguars field goal. Right now. Jaguars field goal, we both win.
Do you really think they're going to kick a field goal down 28-7?
No.
I don't either. You had to think about it for a second. I don't think we both can win.
I had to consider, like, I'm probably wrong here, and to come to grips with that before I said yes. Yeah, you are right. They are not going to kick a field goal.
Need a stop on third down here. Definitely need a stop, because if the Rams score a touchdown, we both lose.
Should we do? Do you want to do play by play?
I mean,
they're running like a they're running like some pre-produced piece. I don't know if they're going to commercial. It's Matthew Stafford. Oh, they're at a baseball game. And they're throwing baseballs. That's what's on my screen right now. Not the football game. The Rams playing baseball. Okay, we're back here. 6:02 to play in the fourth quarter. 3rd and 6 for the LA Rams. They're at the Jaguars' 29-yard line. Stafford barking out signals in the huddle, telling Devontae Adams something. Adams looks at Stafford, shakes his head. Now Stafford looking back to Sean McVay. I thought we were close to the play being happening. We're not.
Take a knee. Take a knee.
Can they? How about Stafford runs backwards and then puts the ball down at like the 20-yard line?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
No.
Okay. So we
Why are they not playing? I'm so confused why they're not playing right now. Somebody call a timeout.
Jacksonville called timeout, but that was like, it was like 3 minutes ago. All right, here we go. Rams break the huddle. Critical third and six for my bet and for Sam Panayotovich's bet. Stafford in the shotgun. Kyren Williams to his right. Two receivers to the right. One to the left. Devontae Adams in the slot right. Stafford drops back to pass. Looks towards Adams. Throws the fade to Devontae Adams, and he drops it. Flag thrown
yes!
on the play.
This
will be, pass interference on Jordan Lewis.
Oh, never mind. Let's not go. Let's go drink bleach.
I cannot believe that that flag got thrown, and that is just an honest opinion. That's not me being biased because I want this not to be a flag. Yeah, it's a bad flag. It really is. I don't know if it's illegal contact or pass interference. We will find out momentarily. It'll be a first down for the Rams either way.
Why don't we just do the money line dog parlay? Because this game is maddening. The fact that I'm going to lose the second half under 20.5 is stupid. But that's the NFL for you, pal.
What do you got for the underdog money line parlay?
Well, I cooked up a three-teamer. Colts, Texans, Saints, plus 1340.
Why do you like the Texans tomorrow night in Seattle?
Just because I think we get a C.J. Stroud bounce back finally. And I think their defense can sort of keep the passing game for Seattle at bay. I'm hopeful, though. I'm hoping that will happen.
So you have Texans plus the points tomorrow night?
Yeah, plus 3.
Wow. How about that game starts at 10 o'clock Eastern? No respect for the East Coast audience.
None. Not a single shred of respect. You'll be asleep, and we don't care.
Well, I actually mean this. I will stay up because it's the NFL. Any other sport, I'm out cold. The NFL, I'll stay up for. My three-teamer is actually, Sam, not as sexy as yours. That's been a trend this season. I will be a coward and play three small dogs. Colts, Commanders, Falcons, all to win.
What's the price?
Plus 760. Colts, Commanders, Falcons. Blake Corum run down to about the 2-yard line. Jaguars timeout will be third and goal. Do you think the Rams would go for the touchdown here since they're right down by the goal line? And it's a 3-score game no matter what, whether they kick or go for it or don't get it.
Yeah, because I have the under, of course. Of course they will.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they will go for it.
You might as well just go for the kill. I mean, what's a field goal do? You might as well just rip their soul out, go up 35-7.
You are right. We're about to get worst case scenario here.
We need a hold. Holding on the offense. Move them back 10. That's what I need at least.
Well, this is desperate. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. This is third and goal Rams from the Jaguars 2-yard line. Stafford's in the shotgun. Three receivers to his right. Blake Corum to his left. Now split out. Stafford rolls out to his right. Throws. And it is dropped to the tight end. Terrence Ferguson. So Ferguson, a flag on the play.
Oh,
this cannot be on the Jaguars again. It just can't. Personal foul, roughing the passer, Jacksonville. Half the distance to the goal, first down.
Like, what am I supposed to do? You can't get off the field. You get a stop on third down, pass interference. You get a stop on third down, roughing the passer. This league is stupid. I hate this stupid league.
It's 100% roughing the passer. I just saw the replay. Like helmet to the chin of Stafford.
Great. Did he spit on him too? It looked like he spit on him afterwards. Like, not only do we hit you in the head, we're gonna spit right on your face while you're laying on the ground. Jacksonville! Duval! Stupid. That's a stupid team right there.
It is. All right, here we go. First and goal. Devontae Adams, touchdown, his third of the game.
Great. What was that? 100-1?
Adams? I don't know, maybe like 5-1.
50. Three touchdowns? No,
I'm kidding. Three touchdowns for Devontae Adams. That's 5 for Stafford in this game now. And they could miss the extra. And here's the thing. Joshua Cardi has missed extra points. He's missed a lot of kicks this season. This is not impossible that he can miss this extra point. Should we wait? Should we wait for the extra point and then we'll do teasers? Okay. So here comes Cardi for the extra point. Snap, spot, kick is good. I'm sorry. He has missed kicks, to be fair, this season.
Yeah. Yep.
Just losers as far as the eye can see. If you wanted to construct a two-team teaser for today, Sam, what would it be and why?
After you just lost your total, give us another loser. This is such a stupid league. It really is. What does Pizzola always say in all caps every Sunday? We gamble actual dollars on this league.
I can't believe we gamble actual dollars on this league. Our friend Rob Pizzola, yeah.
Very good. So I like the Chargers to move. You know, let's make them an 8.5-point favorite and take the dog. I think you have a lot to like there. This Colts team is very physical on offense and defense, especially in the trenches. So let's go Colts to 8.5 and then just tease the Broncos down from, a couple books you can do 7.5 to 1.5. You want to do 8 to 2, that's fine. Same thing. I don't think the game's going to land 2. So Denver down, Indy up. That'd be my two-teamer.
The Peyton Manning Memorial teaser. I really agree with that. I really like that. Before we head to break and then best bets on the other side, what's happening on the board here, Sam?
So you're seeing some fight back on New England. Those books that went down to 6 are now back to 6.5, which I guess makes sense. You're also seeing more of a push toward Atlanta. They are betting Atlanta. That's not really injury related. It's just more of a bet against San Francisco. Remember, this number was 3. San Fran was a 3-point favorite early in the week, and now we're getting closer to a pick 'em. BetMGM still has 1.5, though, Nick, on Atlanta. That's your bet tonight, right? Atlanta, you like the points?
Yeah, I think the Falcons are going to close a favorite in the game. Is my guess. The Niners could win by 30. Like this league is stupid. Like Sam said, he's right. Man, like they have no defense. Like their two best defensive players by far are both out for the season. Like I have a hard time thinking the Falcons don't put a big number up. I'm just looking at the weather right now in both Cleveland and Chicago. So in Chicago right now, yeah, wind gusts of 35 to 40 miles per hour during the game, and same for Cleveland. So I don't think, Sam, we're going to be able to say definitively before the game starts, like, let's bet a contrarian over. Like, I don't know if we can do that, unfortunately, for these two games.
I understand. They're also betting the under right now as we speak.
In?
47 at BetMGM, Atlanta, San Fran. This is lighting up right now. So 47s are going bye-bye. BetMGM still has 47. A lot of books are down to 46, so they're shorting some offense, at least at the moment. That could always change. That game doesn't kick until 8:20. And finally, you asked about Miami-Cleveland. When will we see some over money? Apparently at 34.5. They're starting to bet some over there. Circa just moved to 35.
Circa just to 35. Like this is like Iowa, Wisconsin in the Big Ten. And at 35 in an NFL game. Ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, the Jacksonville Jaguars are trying to drive to make this a 21-point game. Under 4 minutes to play, another Trevor Lawrence incompletion. All right. The game's all over but the shouting, and Brian Thomas is just hurt after every play. I'm not exaggerating. After every play, he's on one knee. Quick break. Best bets on the other side to wrap up the Week 7 NFL Sunday edition of Countdown to Kickoff here on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.